Welcome to Talking with Jackson. I'm your host, Mr. Raymond Jackson, an AP Lang student at Thurston High School. And today, my topic will be Narrative of the Life of Frederick Douglass, a book by Frederick Douglass himself. This book, in overall, is about a slave born Frederick Bailey, or at least not Douglass, as a slave, and tour how he deals with slavery, his masters, the things he saw, and not how he escaped, but where he escaped to and who he married. And this is an important text for people, for just because Frederick Douglass, being the most, one of the most famed abolitionists of the slavery era, who was an educated man, well, not truly educated, but could read and write even when he was a slave. And it's an important book for people to read just because you get to know more about who Frederick Douglass was as a person, as a slave, and how he dealt with all the trials and errors that came into his life during a slave and his part time as a free man. And this text in particular, my honest opinion, I would not recommend to a friend or colleague to read. It's just not that great because of how hard it was to read it. It made my head hurt like multiple times. I had to push through, reread again and again and again. It's just not great. And what else can I say about this book? It was it was like an interesting read during some parts, but it became a harder read when those interesting parts ended, and then it's boring. I fell asleep multiple times while reading this. It's not that great. And what can I say? But this is still an important text. To me personally, I would say it's an important text. The same reason it would be an important text to anyone else. I got to learn more about history, like during the eyes of slave, during the slavery era. And of course, I can't go and see what slavery is like. I can, however, see through that point of view of Frederick Douglass himself, and how he learned to read, write, how he got an inch and made a heel. And it was just a interesting book per se, but it is difficult, very difficult. It's horribly difficult to read. I would consider this a college level book on difficulty rating of read. This is just, and never have to read it again. It was, so I'm gonna read a part of the book now to give you a little preview of what's ahead. I was now getting, as I have said, $1.50 per day. I contracted for it. I earned it. It was paid to me. It was rightfully my own. Yet, upon each returning each Saturday night, I was compelled to deliver every cent of that money to Master Hugh. And why? Not because he earned it. Not because he had any hand in earning it. Not because I owed it to him. Nor because he possessed the slightest shadow of a right to it. But solely because he had the power to compel me to give it up. The right of the grim visaged pirate upon the high seas is exactly the same. And Now, that little piece I read was, well, what a piece I heard. You can get a synopsis of how that chapter of his life went, how Master Hugh treated him. Well, not truly. Master Hugh wasn't a truly evil man. He wasn't a horrible slave owner. Slave owner by itself means you're a horrible person, but a slave owner overall, he was not terrible. Like, not a warring man, not angry at his slaves kind of man. But an advice I would give to the readers when reading this book is push through. You gotta keep on going. You gotta push on through, even when you think you can just get a summary online or whatever. Just gotta push through it, because the summary will not be as great as getting the information straight out of the book. It'll help you with on tests, when in book clubs, when you're discussing things, and you can get the details from reading the book. That's all I can say about that. But now, a few fan shoutouts we have out there listening: NoobMaster69, DankCrank64, and The_Slayer. Thank you for listening, and we hope to have you around again. Now, the details I have about this book is, well, he's kind of, Frederick Douglass himself was kind of smartish man, smart, like he used big words for no reason. Like, could I hold a conversation with him? Yes, but it would be, I would have to ask him a synonym for the words he would use. Yes, yeah. But, yeah, that's Frederick Douglass meeting him. Yeah, that would be great. But besides that, the structure of the book is, well, kind of fast-paced and, structure. Not much to say about structure. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have brought it up. But, pacing, I'll get back to that. But for diction, it was like lots and lots. Well, not lots and lots of words, but, you know, lots and lots of hard words. Like, it's just unnecessary, per se. One of the things I found challenging and I didn't like about the book. But the tone? Oh, tone, bringing that up. Tone was dark. He talked about slavery. Of course it would be dark and gruesome, per se. Like, how there was a woman who beat and killed a slave for non-great care of her child. Which was, oof. That's all I have to say. Just oof. But the mood, my mood in particular, was a dark and, well, kind of tired mood. I fell asleep like once or twice while reading this book. So now we have a message from our sponsors: Sandwich King, McDonald's, Jump Period, and finally Lizard Insurance. 15% more on your Logger Insurance with Lizard Insurance. Yeah. And now back to the book. The book ending was, well, he kind of paced and sped it up more. Like, all of a sudden, he meets this Mr. David Ruggles. Next minute, you know, he's getting married. Next minute, you know, he has a friend choose his last name Douglas, and now he's just, at the end of the book, he just talks about how he'll take any job, like, doesn't matter how hard or how bad it is, the job. He just does it. But yeah, and he mentions at the end how he's fighting and speaking for the abolishment of slavery. And yeah, that's the book ending. It was fast paced, so my talk of the book ending was fast paced. Yeah. Well, that's all the time we have today. Hope to all the fans out there to come listen to me again. I appreciate all of you, especially the Dank Crank 64 who donated $10.42 yesterday. That was great. Much appreciated. Thank you again. But yeah, this is the end of Talking with Jackson. I hope to see you next time.